Yeah, hi, am I speaking with Kyle?
This is.
Hey, Kyle, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Wednesday?
How are you?
Another
I'm
day
doing
in paradise.
Great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, too. Thank you for asking, brother. So, sorry I was a little late calling. I was just finishing up with another client. Have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how this works?
Yeah, so I've done some research, like, on our end for our business. I know some things. I know we were trying to get set up with it a while back. But unfortunately, we just got too busy, carried away, and honestly forgot about it after all of that. And so I've been thinking about reaching out and everything for the past, like, 2 weeks. And then we received an email. Our website was updated, and I had a call today to get some things updated on our website and moved around and fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking to the lady, and I was telling her that, you know, I need to reach back out and get this process started, to get it started again. So.
Okay. So we received the email too about the website. So it looks like they're, it was sent to the website development department for adding like a link, I guess, for the analytics, right? So you could have conversion tracking. They're working on that on their end. I'm sure somebody from website department will call you too. But for Google Guarantee specifically, so you probably already know there's a few requirements to qualify for it. The company, it's still currently insured, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Also, any face-to-face employees, in other words, if you guys have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah. Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, so background check's good. And then the other requirement, they usually require 5 reviews to activate it. It looks like you're at 2 reviews right now. So I'll make sure I send you a link. That way you could get, like, the additional 3 going, okay?
We'll be working. I've got two people that I'm really close with that I've already done work and have been called out multiple times to do work for before.
Okay.
So I know I'll be able to get those two. They're old. I used to work at a bank, and they used to be my coworkers. And then my fiance's dad, we did work for him, so we're going to go over there today and get his review set up. So at least we'll have 3. But as you know, you can't make everybody do them.
Right.
You can't bribe people to do them. So,
right, for sure.
You know, just at the end of the day, it is what it is. But, yeah.
Yeah, you could even use friends, family. You basically just need 5 reviews up there. You know what I'm saying? So, And the good thing is the Google Business Profile reviews you get, so you can't transfer reviews from directory to directory. I wish you could do that, but you can transfer them from the Google Business Profile to Google Guarantee. So, that'll work out. So we'd handle that for you. Okay, so you do qualify. Now let me tell you, with you doing it through us, okay? It's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google, and in my opinion, it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads are only sent to you, so you don't, like, share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. So we're not sending you the lead and you call it. They're actually picking you and calling you directly. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, here's the kicker on it, and this is why our clients love it so much. There's an automatic dispute system, meaning you only pay for qualified leads. So if they call you, and let's say they schedule an appointment, like schedule an estimate with you, or if you quote them, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to quote them on the phone or schedule an estimate, those are the only 2 things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for.
Okay.
So if it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, service you don't provide, solicitation call, like anything that's unqualified, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, for the roofing vertical, I pulled up the cost per qualified lead. Now, there's a lot of competition in your area, so we're going to bid on the high end to get you, like, actual results, okay? So yep. The cost per qualified lead, it's going to be at $58.67 per lead.
Okay.
Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads, okay? You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Like, I got a guy in New York that sets a 200-lead budget a month. Okay, but he does okay. The whole state, et cetera. But the minimum I'm required to go over with you for 13 leads, that's at $765. Okay. Now, the way your lead budget works, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you do the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads at $765. And let's say you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an estimate or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you're charged $765 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you take on 4 qualified leads, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Booked out, going on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got 4 qualified leads that month. The following mm-hmm. month, you're not charged $765. You're charged $58.67 times 4, whatever that is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Does that make sense of how that all works?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. This is where okay. we submit your insurance, run the background check, get the Google business profile reviews linked to Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Yeah.
What we send in writing, okay, is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. But I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, realistically for your vertical, we usually have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do not automatically charge your lead budget either once you're approved. What's going to happen is you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification saying, hey, you're approved, and we want to make sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When okay. you give us the thumbs up on that, right, that's when the lead budget would be charged. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we do charge a one-time management/application fee. This is basically for us to set up your Google Guaranteed profile correctly, get the auto dispute system in place, etc. You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. So it's not like a renewal fee. That one-time fee is for $250.
Okay.
Okay. So first thing I'm going to do, everything I just went over with you, Kyle, I'm going to send this off to you in writing. Give me 1 second. Richard's son, it's roofing, but it doesn't have an O, right? So it's RFING yeah. at AOL.com. Yeah. Is that the best one?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yep.
All right. So the first email, it's going to be titled Google Guarantee. What okay. I'm going to do is I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, which just means your category, the cost okay. per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you have them in writing. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so just give me 1 second, brother.
If you want to climb that tree,
let's see. Do you guys have a big crew or?
No, I mean we have crew. We do have a crew.
Okay.
We have crews down in Florida as well. But as far as like everything goes, it's just a dad and son show over here.
Okay. Okay, got it. So I'll give you kind of a workaround to speed up the process too. So basically, in the application, right? Where it says field workers, like if you and your dad are the only ones that want to do the background check, just put, mm-hmm. You could put one owner, one field worker, Or you could even put one owner, zero field workers. Because Google doesn't have like a van driving around checking up on it. It just kind of speeds the process up. That way you don't have to run a background check on your whole crew, you know?
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you what I mean. When you see these subcategories too, you don't have to turn them all on. You're only going to want to turn the type of jobs that you want. So just to give you an example, like you'll see gutter installation on there. If you don't want to target gutter installation, we just leave those off basically. And you turn on roof installs, roof repair, like whichever subcategories you want on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company and schedule your onboarding appointment with them. So this is a person actually managing your leads. So they want to meet you. They'll go over, like, how many leads you guys want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to check your application and get it pushed through, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly. Now, even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I am really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct line and extension so you have it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me get that off to you. Okay. Okay. So before I schedule that onboarding appointment and have that application sent to you via text and via email, for the one-time application / management fee, you know, for setup, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you, Kyle?
I think that's the Fifth Third account.
It shows me the last four for security purposes. So it's a Visa ending in 4018. Does that sound right?
4-0. Let me look at my cards here. I don't have my wallet. I'm downstairs, but I got my laptop here, and I've got it saved. So,
yeah.
You see.
My wife has mine memorized. I heard her saying it the other day. I was like, that's crazy. Like, I couldn't even tell you my first four digits of it. You know, like, it was like, man, thank God for wife, man. She's on stuff. I swear the Amazon driver, like, knows our house by heart, you know?
Hey, yeah, listen, the guy's here, like, every day.
Right? It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And it'll be like little things, too. She'll order like $4 things sometimes. And I'm like, man, it's crazy. And we have the Prime account, right? So, like, everything's free delivery. Crazy.
You said it was 4018?
Yes, sir. That's the last four.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You should be able to go ahead and use that one.
Right,
I'm not on that account number, but... but yeah, that's
what the right one though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Yeah, I know that's the one. That's the card that we've always had. That you guys process our payment with.
Yeah, that's the one we have on file. If you ever wanted to change that too, you can either do it from your dashboard or call us and we for example, if you want the lead fees going out of a different card, we could set that up. You just gotta let us know.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So, all right, so give me 1 second. I'm going to attach Google Guaranteed to your account. In a moment here, okay, you're going to get an email that will say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. And it's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, okay, which I'm going to have sent to you also via text message here shortly, and I'm going to put it in our current email thread so you can't miss it.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 sec. All right, attach LSA. Add. All right. When we first started offering this, I used to have to message billing every time to, add it. And I told my boss, I was like, man, you guys just give me access because sometimes it would take forever, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, we adapted. Okay.
Yep.
There we go. That's attached. So that email should be coming. And let me get the, hold on, refresh here. Edit subscription, LSA attach, perfect. Okay. So, let me get you the text right now. And that email should be coming through shortly as well.
Yeah, I'm refreshing my page here.
Yeah. Alright,
I got the text, and...
Let me refresh mine, too. Let me see. It didn't go through yet. Hold on. Why did it not... Edit subscription. Okay. LSA is attached. There. Okay. Should be coming right now.
What's going on here?
Okay. Let me put it in our current email thread, too. That way you can't miss it. Refresh. I don't know why it's taking so long. I'm just going to force it to you right now, so give me one sec. So you might get okay. Two emails that say Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins, okay?
Okay.
Because it automatically sends, but I'm
manually.
Oh, it came through? No way. Okay, you're going to get a second one, too. Like, man, just be patient,
right.
Man, you know?
That's
all right. I'm, you know, like, usually it goes instant, though. That's why I was like, man, what's going on with this? Okay, so when you open that, okay, there's going to be a link. Now, I wanted to give you that workaround, too, okay, of how to just run the background on you guys. So what will happen is in the application, it will ask you how many field workers you have. If you want to run it on you and your dad, just put one owner, put one field worker, or you could put one owner, zero field workers. And then they just run the background on the one person. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That way, you don't have to get all your guys' info that's on the crew, and it just speeds it up. Okay?
Right,
now,
right.
The other thing, there's not a required license for your vertical and your area. So where it says license, you could put NA for non-applicable. If you have like a LLC or corp or whatever, and you have it readily available, you could submit it in there, though. Like, that's no problem. But what they're really going to want to see is the insurance. And we put an example of that in the application. They want to see your Accord document. If you do not have an Accord document, all insurance companies provide it, so you just need to, you know, call, text, email, whatever, and let them know to send it to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Is this all making sense?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you, too, because I know you said you started that Google Guaranteed application in the past, right? Is that correct?
I started getting information from you guys in the past, but I don't think we paid anything or submitted anything.
Okay.
But, yeah, this is something that we need to get moved on, so.
Perfect. Okay, so you're good then, because if you created a Google Guaranteed campaign, right, what we would have to do is we'd have to have you walk us on as manager to what's called the CID, which is basically the Google Guaranteed profile. But since we didn't already start that process, you're golden. We're starting from scratch, so you're good to go. So I just wanted to clarify that. Okay.
Yep.
Reviews. Do you already have a the link for reviews or no? Let me check real fast.
I can't remember. Normally I just use copy or paste. I've also put on our business cards a QR code.
There you go. Okay. So let me get you the actual tiny URL. And then here's the thing. It doesn't matter if it could be a friend that you never done work for, right? You just got to get 5 reviews on there, you know? And then obviously when you're getting more leads, you know, I'd say the average amount is out of 10 jobs, one client will leave a review, you know, something like that, you know?
Right.
It is what it is. But, so you're going to want to just push this link to, you know, friends, family, whatever, just get three more reviews on there. That way, when you're ready to activate Google Guaranteed, you already have the review portion done, okay? So let me just find that, though. I got to go through, like, the million texts we sent you. So, so let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da-da. While I'm pulling this up to you, for the background check, okay, there's two companies that do it for Google, two very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application will be required, okay?
Okay.
If Evident is doing your background check, and I'd say 9 out of 10 times it's Evident. You know, we can't select it. It's randomly selected. But if it's Evident, they require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So the onboarding appointment that I'm going to schedule for you in just a second, just have your driver's license with you. That way they could send you the text on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, and let's see. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to message Shalette real quick. She's the one that set this, so.
Hey, you know, I'm Nurse Kohler. How would you possibly like to go to the hospital friends room for a while?
Their site's the one that makes those URLs, you know. So I just messaged her because I'm not finding it in the text thread. Let me look at the emails real fast, actually, too. You got a new lead. Okay, let's see. Oh, is this it? Learn how to get more reviews. Okay, let me look at this one. Okay, she said she sent it, so I'm probably just missing it. But I'm gonna have her. I'm gonna have her resend it to you. Okay, I guarantee you. I'm like. You know how your eyes go. Sometimes you skip over one, and that's probably the one where I missed it. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm gonna have her send it to you, and just you know, again, just three more reviews on there, okay? Okay. So for the onboarding appointment, they always like to do it at least next day, so it gives you time to fill out your application. So what time works best for you tomorrow?
Sometime in the morning. We do have a flight out to Florida tomorrow night.
Okay.
So sometime in the morning, you know, anywhere between like 10 and noon.
Okay. Let me ask you, when do you plan on filling the application out? Can you get that done pretty soon or?
Yeah, I can get it done today.
Okay. So do you want to schedule it then for like later today, like 5 p.m., 6 p.m.? Like, does that work better for you for the onboarding?
We have horse riding lessons tonight from 5 to 6. So
okay, 5 to 6.
That
okay.
won't necessarily work.
How about 10:30 a.m. tomorrow? Would that work?
Yeah,
okay.
That works.
So let's book that in. It's only a 30-minute appointment, and usually it's even quicker than that because what they're going to do is they're going to pull the app up, they're going to submit it, let you know if it's Evident or Pinkerton, and then they're going to send you confirmation emails too, okay?
Okay.
So let me get this scheduled. So you're going to get an email calendar invite. It will be titled Local Splash LSA Onboarding Appointment. That LSA term, you want to get used to that, okay, because that's how the leads will come through on your phone. It will say LSA lead, okay?
Okay.
All right. And the way this appointment works, too, is 1 hour before the appointment, okay, you're going to get an email reminder, and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming, okay? And as long, what's going to happen too is they're going to call from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So give me 1 second here. There it is. Google guaranteed. Okay. So that's scheduled 10:30 tomorrow. And what you're going to want to do is just have that application filled out as soon as possible. That way they can get that over. And then look out for that text from Shalette with your tiny URL for the reviews, okay?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. And let's see. Any questions for me in the meantime?
No. I do not.
All right. Congratulations. You're going to love this platform. If you ever have any questions for me, don't hesitate to call, okay? I'm here for you.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, yes, sir, Kyle. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your night.
You too.
Or day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.